And now to Italy, which was the first country outside of China overwhelmed by COVID-19. In just 1 week, the number of positive cases jumped from 10,000 to more than 35,000. Joining us now is NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Pergioli in Rome. Hi, Silvia.
Hi there.
Italy is still under lockdown. It's not supposed to end for a while. What has the prime minister said about this today?
Well, he said we have not reached the peak yet, and when we do, it does not mean Italy will return immediately to everything that how it was before. In fact, he made it clear that it's very likely that the restrictions, the lockdown, which was originally supposed to last till March 25th, the school closings till April 3rd, he said that both of those will probably be extended. Not yet. We don't know yet how long. It isn't official yet, but everybody's expecting this is going to be a long haul. And a poll today in the paper La Repubblica said that 94% of the population approves the measures. But the authorities, also the prime minister, said there's still too many people on the streets wandering around. So this has led to the possibility of even tightening the screw further. It's really become something close to the imposition of a house arrest for the entire population.
Wow. I'm wondering about goods. Are grocery stores being resupplied during all of this?
I just came back from grocery shopping, and what I see, the stores are full, including fresh produce. I haven't seen any empty shelves, but the errand has become very time-consuming. You have to wait in line outside, each person separated by about 10 feet. I waited about 25 minutes before I could get in.
What about the rest of Europe? We see that there are borders shutting down. What's the latest across the EU?
Well, I think that more or less coronavirus did what the populists were unable to do. They essentially, it's the death knell for the borderless Europe. Every country's raising its drawbridge against the others, closing in on themselves. France and Spain pretty much copied the Italian measures, the lockdown. In Paris, they even copied what has become the Italians' signature way of exercising coronavirus. Around 6 p.m., many, many people go out to their windows and sing along with their neighbors.
Oh, we've seen those videos.
And opera, pop music, even the national anthem. It's one of the more fun anecdotes about what's been going on now.
Yeah. You know, we've been hearing all of these warnings coming out of Italy, doctors and lawmakers all saying the U.S. and other countries should brace for what's coming. I'm thinking a lot about the hospital and medical services there in Italy. Can you give us any details to illuminate exactly how bad it is in the north and really the rest of the country?
Oh, it's a nightmare situation in many parts of the Lombardy region. Hospitals and medical staff are overwhelmed. All hospitals have been transformed into COVID-19 hospitals. There are not enough ICU units for everybody. Inflatable tents are being set up outdoors to serve as triage out of many hospitals. And, you know, there's this very extremely painful issue of the dead and being quickly cremated because funerals are banned. So the next of kin are unable, you know, to take part in a formal funeral. And the death toll is huge. The daily newspaper in Bergamo, on a normal day, it had all its obits on one page. It's now more than 10 or more pages for the obits every day.
That's NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Pergioli. Silvia, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.